brought to you by Penguin.
The Acts of King Arthur and His Noble Knights by John Steinbeck. Edited by Chase Horton. Read by Nizar Aldarazi.
Both for ease of listening and because it contains details of the plot, we've placed the introduction to this Penguin classic at the end of the audiobook.
Merlin. When Uther Pendragon was King of England, his vassal, the Duke of Cornwall, was reported to have committed acts of war against the land. Then Uther ordered the Duke to attend his court, and to bring with him his wife, Igraine, who was famed for her wisdom and beauty. When the Duke arrived before the King, the great lords of the council made peace between them so that the King offered his friendship and his hospitality. Then Uther looked at the Lady Igraine, and saw that she was as beautiful as he had heard. He loved her, and desired her, and begged her to lie with him. But Igraine was a faithful wife, and she refused the king. She spoke privately to the duke, her husband, saying, "I believe that you were not sent for because of transgression. The king has planned to dishonor you through me. Therefore I beg you, my husband, that we may creep away from this danger and ride in the night to our own castle, for the king will not tolerate my refusal." And, as she wished, they went away so secretly that neither the king nor his council were aware of their going. When Uther discovered their flight, he was filled with rage. He called the lords together and told them of the duke's treachery. The noble council, seeing and fearing his anger, advised the king to send messengers ordering the duke and Igraine to return at once, for they said, "If he should refuse your summons, it will be your duty and your right to make war against him and destroy him." And it was so done. The messengers galloped after the duke and came back with a curt reply that neither his wife nor he would return. Then the enraged Uther sent a second message advising the duke to defend himself, because within 40 days the king would drag him from his strongest castle. Thus warned, the duke provisioned and armed his 2 best fortresses. He sent Igraine to the castle of Tintagel on the high cliffs above the sea, while he himself defended Terrible, a thick-walled fort with many gates and secret doors. King Uther gathered an army and marched against the duke. He pitched his tents above the castle Terrible and laid siege to it. In the assault and fierce defense, many good men were killed, but neither side could gain the advantage until at last Uther fell sick from anger and frustration and from longing for the fair Igraine. Then the noble knight, Sir Ulfius, went to Uther's tent and asked him the nature of his illness. "I will tell you," said the king. "I am sick from anger and from love, and there are no medicines for those." "My lord," Sir Ulfius said, "I shall go in search of Merlin the wizard. That wise and clever man can brew a remedy to make your heart glad." And Sir Ulfius rode out to look for Merlin. Now Merlin was a wise and subtle man with strange and secret powers of prophecy, and those deceptions of the ordinary and the obvious which are called magic. Merlin knew the winding channels of the human mind, and also he was aware that a simple, open man is most receptive when he is mystified. And Merlin delighted in mystery. Therefore, as if by chance, the searching knight, Sir Ulfius, came upon a ragged beggar in his path who asked him whom he sought. The knight was not accustomed to be questioned by such a one, and he did not deign to reply. Then the ragged man laughed and said, "There's no need to tell me, I know. You are looking for Merlin. Look no further. I am Merlin."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?